KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, it's cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. We look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance for isolated showers today, a high of 53. In an update to our story last hour, one person suffered what were described as moderately critical injuries early this morning after a semi reportedly rear-ended a delivery truck on Interstate 80 near the Elkhorn exit here in Cass County. The accident happened just before the 54-mile marker where the vehicle ended up in a ditch near the Highway 173 or Elkhorn exit off I-80 westbound. The accident happened just after 5 a.m. The male driver of the vehicle was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by medevac ambulance before being flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by Mercy 3 helicopter. Marnie Fire and Rescue also responded to the scene. No other details are currently available. News time is 8:05.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Atlantic City Council is expected to act on a couple of property resolutions during their meeting this evening at City Hall. The Council will first act on approving a resolution accepting the property at 203 Locust Street. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein reports the courts have awarded title to the abandoned property to the city, which he will then request the Council accept during their meeting. The second resolution pertains to the same property and is with regard to the sale of that property to Rob and Marlo Stamp for $100. The Stamps have agreed to demolish the structure and provide a performance guarantee, which entails $2,000 being put into escrow until the building is demolished and removed. The city attorney feels the guarantee would provide the city with adequate assurance the job would be completed in a timely manner. In other business, the Council will receive a report from Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm with regard to the street maintenance study. The study, which was commissioned in 2010, indicated street repairs are the highest priority for the community's citizens and will show that over the past 4 years, efforts have been made to repair and maintain the streets, but ongoing deterioration of existing pavement and some backlogged projects continue to be of concern. One way to address the problem, according to City Administrator Doug Harris, is to refinance old bond issues and issue new bonds at current low interest rates. The study, it's hoped, will give the Council the information it needs to make some difficult choices that result in a sustainable capital improvement program, which will enable the city to minimize future costs, according to Harris. The City Council meeting begins at 5:30. Officials in Shelby County are planning to focus harder on private driveways and the snow ordinance this winter. During the Shelby County Supervisors meeting Tuesday, engineer Dan Ahart told the board the past few years, and especially last year, the county has been dealing with certain issues with residents plowing snow onto the road and shoulder of a county roadway.
Snow removal of your driveway is supposed to remain on your property, and it constitutes a hazard if and when you push it across the roadway, be it paved or gravel or whatever it may be, and remnants of that snow remain on the roadway, and it could cause a significant liability, would you not think, to us and the public.
Ayard says if a resident has no other choice to take snow off their private driveway to the roadway, you'll need to push it all the way off the roadway and shoulder and make sure it goes into the ditch. Shelby County has a snow ordinance, which can be read online at www.shco.org. under the engineer's department. The Shelby County Supervisors auctioned off two pieces of property Tuesday morning, that is. The two land auctions were held as part of the supervisors' meeting. The first auction was for 145 acres of farmland. John Wingert had the winning bid of $400 per acre. He farmed the ground last year as well. The other auction was the county's 108 acres of solid wasteland and was auctioned to Brandon Weiss for $340 per acre. In other business, the Shelby County Supervisors Tuesday approved a resolution on the addition of road and bridge projects to the county urban renewal plan. On the same business, the supervisors approved a tax increment financing, or TIF, ordinance, adding new taxable property for revenue to the county. Shelby County Auditor Marcia Carter informed the supervisors on which properties are to be added.
It specifies that we've added the Kirkman Farms, the calf farm, the Kirkman Calf Ranch, or whatever we refer to that, the Arkfelt confinement, and then the properties that Arkfelt own along that road that goes from New 59 to the confinement. We're adding all those. The Farm Service Co-op property, that's spelled out in here.
Supervisor Steve Kenkel explained the reasoning behind the addition of taxable property and the amendment to the renewal plan was for the county to stay out of debt.
One of the reasons we're doing this is there's almost a third of the counties in Iowa are bonding for road and bridge improvements. And this board, I know, has made a statement, we want to stay away from that if all possible. And this is an avenue we want to look at to do that. We have road improvements that need to be done around these confinement areas and around the co-op that wouldn't be done otherwise. And we know there's going to be a lot more wear and tear on it. We also, Dan's crew's been doing a good job of trying to stay ahead of and keep up with the bridge improvements. And we also need local cost share money for that. This is a way we can do that and try to stay out of debt. And it's been a growing trend that more counties are getting in debt and trying to stay out of it. So that's what we're hoping to do here.
Marcia Carter said it's another avenue for roads and bridges.
We're giving secondary road is receiving the maximum amount of tax money we can give them. Even if the board wanted to raise taxes to put towards secondary road, we cannot. They're getting the maximum that's allowed. And then this is another revenue source to use on roads and bridges.
The Shelby County Supervisors approved both the resolution and the ordinance. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, a white supremacist who went on a cross-country killing rampage from 1977 to 1980 has been put to death in Missouri. A lethal injection was given to 63-year-old Joseph Paul Franklin this morning after the U.S. Supreme Court denied him a stay of execution. Franklin was given the death penalty for killing a man in a sniper shooting at a synagogue near St. Louis in 1977, but he was convicted of seven other murders and admitted shooting and wounding civil rights leader Vernon Jordan and Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint. Search teams in Russia have found a tape of a cockpit conversation from a Boeing 737 that slammed into the ground while trying to land in the central city of Kazan, killing all 50 people on board. Russian aviation officials have concluded that after a failed first landing attempt, the plane began to stall in a steep climb, and the pilots then overcompensated, plunging the plane into a near-vertical dive. A Coast Guard search continues this morning for two people who were aboard a jet that was flying from Florida to Mexico. The plane plunged into the Atlantic Ocean off of Florida shortly after takeoff last night. A spokesman at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport said the plane was carrying two pilots, a doctor and a nurse, who were returning to Mexico after dropping off a patient in Fort Lauderdale. Two of the four bodies have been recovered. News time is 8:12.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Janet Stapleton, age 70, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Janet Stapleton will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Herb Jens, age 85, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Herb Jens will be this morning at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Donald Roos, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Donald Roos will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Thomas Johns Bartlett, age 65, of Oakland, died Friday. A prayer service for Thomas Bartlett will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Clarence Smitty Renfeld, age 77, of Hancock, died Sunday. Funeral services for Smitty Renfeld will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ernest Madsen, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ernest Madsen will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Louis Jensen, age 86, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Louis Jensen will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. David Greg Hawkins, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Greg Hawkins will be Friday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Amos Asmus, age 84, of Carroll, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Amos Asmus will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Donald Ross Havens, age 84, of Anita, died Friday. A memorial gathering to celebrate the life of Don Havens will be Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Wyota Fire Station. And Leslie Marasek, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Les Marasek are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.